Work begins today on a highway safety project to reconstruct a dangerous Dodge County intersection. The project will replace the existing intersection at State Highway 33 and County Highway P with a roundabout to reduce the frequency of severe crashes at that location. The intersection will be closed and detoured during construction, and the project is slated for completion in early July. It may not seem like spring with recent rounds of snow, sleet, and ice, but Fond du Lac Street reconstruction projects are getting underway. Public Works Director Jordan Skiff says the first major street project of the season begins this week on Grove Street.
So Grove Street is coming up, and we've got quite a few streets in the southwest part of the city that are going to be reconstructed this year, and then several in the northeast part of the city as well.
A deferred judgment agreement has been reached in the case of a former Fond du Lac police officer who intentionally shot himself following a domestic incident. 53-year-old Dennis Sabo pleaded no contest last week to operating a firearm while intoxicated and disorderly conduct, both misdemeanors. As part of the agreement, the court withholds a finding of guilt, and if Sabo satisfies terms of the agreement for 1 year, the charge are dismissed. If he fails to meet terms of the agreement, he would be sentenced on both counts. Investigators say Sobel intentionally shot himself in the torso after a verbal argument with his wife at their Winnebago Street home last September. Authorities say Sobel was employed with the UW Oshkosh Police Department and used his department-issued weapon to shoot himself. His wife dialed 911 to report the incident. Sobel is a former Fond du Lac police officer who was forced to resign in 2010 after covering up for fellow police officer Michael Domke, who was involved in a drunken driving crash, and lying to investigators about stopping Domke after the crash. Fond du Lac area residents are stepping up to help flood victims following last month's ice jam flooding along the Fond du Lac River. Fond du Lac County Emergency Management announced a couple of weeks ago a long-term recovery grant program with 100% of donations made through the United Way or Fond du Lac Area Foundation directed toward flood relief. Fond du Lac County Emergency Management Director Bobby Hicken.
Now we're looking at more of that long term where people have the needs where they need a furnace, they need a washer and a dryer. They've been able to stay with friends or be able to use a space heater for a short term, but now it's getting to be where this is a definite need.
And a couple weeks later, Hicken says people can still make donations to the flood relief grant program. From the Murray Furniture Newsroom, I'm Greg Stensland. For more news anytime, log on to radioplusinfo.com.